Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought the love was a game.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Very excited about having our good friend Terry Neese with us. She's the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. Right, Terry?
Yes.
And Charlene Lake is with us. She's one of Terry's sponsors. She's with AT&T. She's Senior VP of Public Affairs and Chief Sustainability Officer. And Charlene, thank you for your support of the work that Terry's doing. And I know Terry appreciates that very much. I've been keeping up with Terry for a long time, and as we both agree, the work she does is important, and I'm glad you guys are supporting her. Sustainability is something I've been talking about on my show really for a long time, but I didn't always call it sustainability, Charlene, but lately that word keeps popping up. It's one of those words that's being used more and more, but I'm not sure. A lot of people think about sustainability, they think about environmental sustainability. And that's a good way to use the word, but it's actually used in other ways too, isn't it? When you do your job for AT&T as Chief Sustainability Officer, what do you think about that word?
Well, we define it really quite broadly, and it includes environmental sustainability, but it includes social sustainability too. It's all about the concept of shared value. How do we impact society? How does society impact us? And then how do we find the risk and the opportunities in that intersection? And I'll give you a couple of examples. The Peace Through Business program obviously is one. It mm-hmm. provides benefits to us as a company and benefits to society. Another example is our consumer protection initiatives. We have a really aggressive campaign to eradicate texting while driving. We want consumers to be able to use our products safely. And folks just don't text and drive. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. But other initiatives, like for small business in particular, we have a public service initiative called Safeguard Your Business, and it helps businesses get prepared for disasters. Businesses, small businesses in particular, are so critical to the health of our economy. So we have a site of free tools, att.com/safeguard, that helps businesses get prepared. We're actually doing a drawing for 100 small businesses to win a free data backup this month. Mm-hmm. So if they go online, they can participate. But it's environmental, it's consumer protection, it's education. You know, how do we keep our kids in high school, get them graduated, get mm-hmm. them to college, and get them into good jobs, because that talent pipeline is so important for the business community.
So for you, it sounds to me like, and I like you, I like the way you're doing this, it sounds to me like for you, sustainability is where corporate citizens, corporate leaders, small corporations or large corporations or those in the middle, the market, people in the marketplace, recognize that they are part of a larger ecosystem, whether it be the environmental ecosystem or the ethical, professional, behavioral ecosystem, and we're part of that, and we have to play our part and behave properly.
That is well said. We are inextricably linked to our society, and we need to be making our business decisions through the lens of understanding what the risks and opportunities are, because there are incredible opportunities if we understand the long-term benefits that we can have on society and the long-term benefits mm-hmm. that society has on us.
Terry, any thoughts?
No, I mean, I think what Charlene's talking about is critical for the entire world, and to have the support of AT&T in what we are doing to build civil societies and help women sustain their businesses is critical in order for us to continue our work.
Mm-hmm.
And in continuing our work, we're building peace around the globe. Now, I know that's very esoteric. It sounds very esoteric. But step by step, we're indeed doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we would not be able to do it without the support of corporations like AT&T, and it's time for other corporations around the country to step up and join AT&T to do exactly what AT&T is doing.
Well, and I'm glad that you're defining sustainability in a broader term. You're one of those voices that are doing that, Charlene. You want to give us a website?
Absolutely. I'll give you two websites. I'm going to give you Terry's website, which is www.ieew.org, and I would encourage your listeners to go on there. But also go on as a small business to att.com/safeguard.
Sure.
And that really is a good tool for small businesses to help
and,
them.
And you might win something free. Charlene Lake, thanks for being here. Thanks for supporting my friend Terry Neese. And come back again real soon. Terry Neese, I will see you. I'll be broadcasting from your event in July. I'll see you then. Thanks for being here.
I'll see a lot of your audience at that time.
Got to go for this hour. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.